Questions for Sam?
Sam, Kyle said after the game that he appreciates the confidence you have in him to try and squeeze a ball into a tight window with him. I mean, what does his ability to catch the ball in traffic kind of do for you as a quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously it really helps anytime you've got a target like Kyle. You know, he's a big body. He's got a big catch radius. You know, and I think he just does a really good job of using his body to kind of shield defenders. And it's one of those guys that just, you know, being here a month, you know, we kind of clicked. And, you know, I've got a lot of trust in him.
Is it kind of one of those things where even where it might look like he's covered, he might not be as covered because of his ability to shield the defender a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously, if we can get him matched up, you know, in a corner or a safety, he's usually going to be bigger for those guys. You know, like I said, he's really good at being physical, you know, especially through the catch. You know, so I think there's times where, you know, even though a guy might be in a good position, Kyle can use his body to come away with the catch.
We've seen you lock in with Stephon in a game. We've seen you lock in with Rudy. You really spread the ball around to the whole team. What was that like to throw in?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, obviously, when we can be multiple, when we can spread the ball around, when we can get everyone involved, you know, I think it only helps our offense. I think it makes it tougher for defenses. You know, as opposed to when the ball's only going to Stephon or when it's only going to Kyle. So, you know, hopefully moving forward we can continue that and continue to keep everyone involved.
Has there ever been a stretch where your foreign team hasn't turned the ball over in four games? First four games of the year?
I don't think so.
What I mean is it, a lot of it's luck, obviously, guys. You may drop a ball or whatever, but what are some of the reasons that's gone into, you know, this stretch of no turnovers?
You know, obviously I wasn't here for the off season or training camp, but, you know, in the time that I've been here, you know, I think our coaches have done a great job of just stressing ball security. You know, it's something that we work on every day in practice. It's brought up every day in meetings. I think guys are aware of it, and I think guys have done a really good job of, you know, protecting the ball in traffic, putting two hands on it when they feel there's a threat. You know, and like you said, you know, part of it is being fortunate, being a little bit lucky, but yeah, I think for the most part, guys have just done a really good job protecting the football.
Is streamlining the terminology at all helped it in, you know, turnovers? Being, maybe there's less time in the huddle, you get to see the defense more. Does that play any kind of role?
I don't think so.
Sam, everyone always talks about how it's hard to find a franchise quarterback. You're a guy who's in that category. You know, teams have given up first-round picks for you, taking chances when you've been hurt, you know, paid you. How fortunate do you feel to kind of be in that category of there's so few guys that can be franchise quarterbacks?
Yeah, I really don't even think about that, to be honest. You know, my mentality every day is to come in here and just get better. You know, I try to improve. Obviously, with this being a new system, a new situation, I think that's even more important for me to come in. You know, be open-minded, you know, learn from what our coaches, learn from what our players have to say, you know, and just try to get better and be a good teammate for everyone in that locker room.
When you saw Brock Osweiler getting that big contract with the limited number of starts, did that just kind of show how hard it is to get a quarterback, maybe, to get that contract?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't really pay attention to much of that, so I'm really not even sure if I ever thought about it.
What do you think of Osweiler as a quarterback, maybe, Sam?
Again, I really haven't seen much of him. I've been pretty focused on what we're doing here. I haven't had a lot of time to watch much football, so I don't think it would really be fair of me to say anything.
Sam, how does that defense look without Watt?
You know, they're still playing really well. You know, you look at their numbers statistically, you know, against the pass, I think they're, you know, one of the best, if not the best defense right now. You know, they still look pretty good on defense.
Find yourself a third franchise, you know, in almost as many years. Is there any sense of urgency that, you know, you really need to get things moving, because there's been a lot of transition for you and it's been tough because of injuries and whatnot to get your footing?
Not really. I mean, like I said, it's just, I take things day to day. You know, I think when you start looking at those things and, you know, start putting, you know, more pressure on yourself, you know, looking ahead, you know, you forget about what's going on right now. And so, you know, I think that if I take things a day at a time and continue to get better, that, you know, things will take care of themselves.
Played this strong, and it seems like it's going to be strong all year. How does that change, you know, address your pressure points and what you need to prioritize on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, obviously it's nice knowing that our defense is playing as well as they are. You know, it's comforting knowing that we're not going to have to go on the field every week and score 40, 45 points. And so that helps. But like I've said, you know, we can't rely on that. We can't depend on our defense to carry us and bail us out. You know, we have got to be demanding on offense. We've got to expect ourselves to go out there and play well and be efficient and score points.
Hey, Sam, you had mentioned last week that, you know, Norville kind of set the game plan, but you don't mind giving him your feedback at the end of the week. Are there particular throws or concepts that you feel are really fitting your strengths, suit your skill set right now?
Yeah, there's probably a few. You know, probably some of the things that I've done in the past and things that I'm familiar with.
And have those been allowed to rise to the surface in your mind? I mean, are you getting your input in saying, this is what I feel good with in this offense?
Yeah, but, you know, most of those concepts were things that they were already doing. So, you know, I really didn't have to say a whole lot. It was already, you know, kind of core things in this offense.
Couple last ones for Sam. How has the rhythm been with the offense? I mean, coming in late, you know, just being thrown in there, has it been better than expected or about what you expected or what?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I expected, to be honest. You know, I think last week it definitely got better. You know, the fact that we were able to start running the football, able, you know, to convert some third downs and keep ourselves on the field. But, you know, I'm really not sure what I expected it to be like.
What are you able to take a couple deep shots to Charles Johnson on first downs? What's it like to add that to the mix, too?
I mean, it's not, obviously anytime you can create big plays, you know, explosive pass games always help an offense. So, you know, if we can continue to find those matchups and push the ball down the field, I'm all for it.
Sam, what do you think of Zach Lyon kind of as a jack-of-all-trades guy, blocking, got a few carries, whatever?
Yeah, you know, he's obviously very versatile. And I think he's a really valuable piece in our offense just because we can move him all over the place. He can do a little bit of everything. You know, like you said, we feel very comfortable handing him the football. We feel very comfortable with him in protection. You know, we can put him out wide. You know, he can do it all, and it makes it nice because you can kind of move him all over the field.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.